Yes, indeed. Mandy's Mayhem Monday on a live imaging Monday with Shinano and Cap. You ready? We did this on stage, Shinano, where we bounced to each other.
We did.
Take it away, Shinano.
Thank you, Christopher. All right, Laura, you take it away, because what you need to know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times. Less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Is that enough energy for you, Chris?
I think it's great.
Okay, great. Go ahead, Laura.
Oh, my God. Do I got to talk like that, too?
I mean, it'd be funny because you've never done
it.
That would be funny.
I mean, yeah.
Let's keep the positivity going.
I was like, I'm totally not doing that. Sorry. Anyways, so I had a What You Need to Know, which is kind of cool, but Greg's in here complaining about who gave the
clip. Why is Greg being so negative?
Oh, my God.
Nobody likes a Debbie Downer.
I know, Greg. Why are you being so negative today?
What's the problem?
Yeah, what is the problem?
What are you complaining about?
I've seen something going on here about...
What are you complaining about?
You know, remember that video that was played, the salsa video?
He danced really
well.
Yeah, he was like, who gave that to...
I was just wondering who gave it. I wasn't upset about it.
See, this is why we didn't show him in the rehearsals.
He didn't show me.
We knew he would like...
Cut that! Wait a second.
No, I'm not asking for it to cut. I thought it was funny. I just don't know who gave it up. I just was wondering.
I didn't have that video.
We don't have it. It's like the thread is gone.
That's kind of what I was wondering.
It was posted online.
No, not posted online.
I don't know how Jorge got it, but... I honestly don't.
Well,
you might need to ask
Jorge. But why are you complaining about something that made you look
good? I'm not complaining.
It did make you look
good. I'm wondering where it came from.
At all. No. He said, I think, that he was upset because how much did you weigh back then?
I was 220. I looked like a fat boy.
Okay,
and how much you weigh now?
187.
Yeah, but could you really tell the difference in the...
I could. I personally could.
You could. Yeah.
Right.
But I couldn't.
Commercial break.
I'm not upset.
Espérate. First of all.
Espérate.
Like, hold up. First of all, you actually danced really well in the
video.
Thank
you. Thank you.
And you've lost that much weight, so you should...
Right.
That's
yeah.
All
again.
Positive. All positive.
Come
here.
On, Greg. Stop being so negative. Be positive today.
You know, we like positivity around here.
Yeah, exactly.
You look great now.
By the way, Briones has just texted me.
And?
He says, quote, I've got my ways.
Yeah, because I was surprised that he texted you, Sedano, Cap, and myself. He's like, who gave up the video? And I'm like, Cap wasn't even in the original.
Weren't you on the show at that point?
No, sir.
It was LZ.
No, that was a long time ago.
That was during the pandemic.
It was during the pandemic. Oh, I guess, Cap, you weren't there yet. So I'm sorry for putting you into that
thread.
Actually,
it wasn't even LZ. That was when we were doing the show in the midday.
And was it just the three of us?
No,
LZ was there for sure.
No, LZ was on it.
Was it?
Yeah, LZ was on it for sure.
You know, you
but
may feel...
Oh, you know what? You're right, because Karen came to your defense when we
right.
were still at traffic
reports.
Yeah.
You may feel like you didn't look so good.
Did Karen have the video?
Maybe.
Ooh. Oh. I didn't even think about Karen.
Kiki in the house.
KK. Oh, that's where...
Wow.
There we go.
Because I think she did have the video.
Hey,
she might have gotten it.
At least you didn't have Marcellus Wiley.
Oh, he's saying,
yeah, it was Kiki.
Yes, there it is.
Jorge. Investigation.
Hey, I cleared it.
Nice job. Hey, look, all I'll say nobody talked about it today that I've heard. Marcellus Wiley.
Oh, that was a great video, too,
sent a video from the beach in Cabo.
About Key.
And called Keyshawn fat boy.
Right.
Well, that used to be the bit when they were
together. And then said, P.S., not powdered sugar. And then what was the other one he said? Not pouring syrup.
Right.
Postscript, P.S. Came back for a second appearance.
Yes.
It was very funny.
You look good dancing, Bergie.
It was
really
nice
did.
To see Marcellus. I hadn't seen him in so long. So
yeah, nobody sees him.
I didn't know he was still around.
So what you need to know, Kiki's the one that leaked the video.
There you go. That is what you need to know. Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Not good times for the Lakers, although some people seem to be celebrating on Twitter that they didn't get Kyrie. I think if you're celebrating they didn't get Kyrie, you've lost your mind. This team as currently constituted, they don't have a lot of options to get another player that will allow them to compete for a championship. I'm not saying that AD and LeBron can't, you know, have this crazy run, but you're basically asking for a lot of things to go right. You have a much smaller margin of error if you don't have Kyrie in this situation. So yes, Kyrie is aloof. Yes, Kyrie is unpredictable. But he's really damn good on the basketball floor, and your window with LeBron James is not that big.
Right, but you didn't have him, right? So I think what we were all starting to do...
But the celebration of, like, not getting him, I think is really short-sighted.
But I think that we all started to buy the hype. Like, today, I'm not joking, George, I really thought that over the next couple of days, the drama was going to build, and then all of a sudden, the Lakers were going to somehow, some way get Kyrie. And for those of us that think he's a terrible teammate and he's not committed to basketball and all these other things that we say about the guy.
All fair.
I actually thought we would all change our tune by like Thursday. He's awesome.
No.
This is going to be a championship
team. It would have been a marriage of convenience. That's it.
So they didn't get him because we all were trying to rationalize, well, he's maybe that crazy that he would give up the $30 million.
He might have been that unpredictable, sure.
But he wasn't.
No.
He actually was quite predictable.
Yeah, right. And then he tried to make it seem like he was doing something that was, like, super honorable.
This is so wild. The normal thing to do is go take the $6 million and give up the $30
million. Right, yeah.
But I did the unpredictable
thing he's ever done.
I did the crazy thing. I took the $36
million. Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I'm just disappointed. I think that this Lakers season, now maybe they surprise a little bit. I just think you want to have a large margin of error in professional sports.
But you can't count.
And they don't have it.
I know, but you can't count on the guy.
Right, but what's the other option? Russell Westbrook?
But regardless,
I mean, what is it here, Cappy?
Yeah.
What does it say about Russell Westbrook that the Nets were like, no, bro, not even as an expiring salary. No thanks.
Yeah, why do we want him?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, we don't want Russell Westbrook because we don't think he's a championship player.
Right.
And he's a pain in the ass. And he makes a lot of money,
right,
even though it's only a one-year
deal. And Kevin Durant's already been down that road.
And so, look, if we get rid of Kyrie or he leaves us,
mm-hmm,
it's all signs seem to be pointing to Kevin Durant saying, look, we came in as a package. We wanted to play together. Now he's leaving, and you guys didn't give me what I was supposed to have, and so now I'm leaving too.
Right.
So do we want to deal with Kyrie and have KD,
mm-hmm,
or do we want to get rid of Kyrie?
Right, you were going to lose KD.
And then we lose KD as well. So the best thing that could have happened to the Nets. The worst thing in terms of the Lakers, I'm not sure this is the worst thing.
Yeah.
I'm kind of in the celebration community also.
Yeah.
Because I don't...
Way to stay positive.
Thank you.
Yeah.
See that?
Yeah.
See that right there, George? Yeah. That is positivity.
Yeah. Turn a negative into a positive, like Pitbull says.
I love Pitbull.
I know.
He's a 305 boy.
Yeah.
I love the white suit.
Mr. Worldwide, okay.
True. Fair.
Yeah.
How did you like my suit? How did you like...
Which one?
The first suit. The Sedano and Cap suit. How did you like it?
It was very Rodeo Clown.
Was it?
Yeah. I mean, I liked it. I loved what you were wearing afterwards, though.
Thank you.
Yes. I thought that looked good.
Thank you. All black.
I told you, very Roy Kent.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. But to me... The first suit.
I would not have kissed the guy that was wearing the blue suit earlier, the light blue suit.
You gave me a lot of kisses. We had been talking earlier in the week about should we kiss each other.
If there was a surprise of the night, a prop bet that would have been like 10,000 to one, it would have been me giving you a smack on the cheek. And it happened multiple times.
Yes, and it was great.
Yeah.
It was, and people have captured the footage.
Yes.
I posted one of them.
Yeah, Lindsay posted one of them.
I think it was the first award that you won.
It was.
Or no, it was Man of the People. So that would have been the second one.
Man, this is your second one, yeah.
Yeah. And I just had a feeling that you were going to win, and I know other people were, you know, they did all the campaigning and stuff. I just had a feeling you'd win. I said to Rachel, I said, should I try and get a live reacts? And she was like, yeah.
There was a listener who posted when you won Host of the Year. And when you won, because again, I had predicted this on June 15th that you would win, I jumped out of my seat.
Right.
And, like, pumped both fists in the air. You were still sitting. I had to grab you and pick you up.
Right.
Well, you didn't believe it.
Well, here's why. Because Amanda says, she, like, opens the envelope, and she takes a double take, and she's like, I can't believe it. And she goes, and the winner is...
Oh, I knew. Once she said that, I knew it was you.
And she comes over to our table, and she goes, and the winner is Love Boat.
Yeah.
And Rachel sees George jump up in the air, and she's like, did George win? Wait a second. Now he's kissing Scott? And now, what is Love Boat? She's like... She was completely confused. Yeah, the Love Boat thing had her completely rattled.
You were like saddled in your seat. I don't know if you were in shock, but I literally grabbed your shoulders and picked you up and pushed you on the stage.
I called it, though. I looked at Sedano when they were rolling like the tape or whatever.
You call it a package.
Whatever. So
let's call it a package.
Okay, a package. Package.
Hey now.
I think of something else, that's not here.
Hey now.
So anyways, so what I told Sedano, I was like, dude, it would be so funny because I really feel like one of you guys is going to win. He goes, absolutely no shot. Like, it's Mason's. And then once, like, the boss says, I can't believe it, we're like,
well, because I saw them miking him up, and I'm like, oh, this is that. So I was like, oh, damn, I guess that's what it's going to be, because I saw Carlo with him. And I was like, oh, okay, so I guess it's going to be Mason. So that's why I answered that way.
But yeah.
You know, the best too is when Amanda like hesitates, and then Drunk Key walks over and is like, "Oh,
thank you, I got it." Yeah.
And I was looking over her shoulder and I saw the two T's and I was like, "Oh my god, this is amazing!"
Yeah. Well, so, we got six awards. This show got six awards, and the method behind the madness. Not everybody likes it. Not everybody gets it. But the people that do, they love it, and they showed out. The community was built a few months ago. And the community, I mean, they kept telling us how they were voting,
yeah.
And they came out strong for the show.
And it's interesting, because I was listening to Travis and Slee earlier today. By the way, my girlfriend thinks Slee's name is Sliv.
Why?
I don't know why. I think it was, I don't know. She just, for whatever, she's like, what's the guy's name? Is it Sliv?
Slee.
I know. She just kept calling him Sliv for some reason, right? And so when I'm listening to these guys earlier today, they were, you know, obviously they were not happy with...
They were bemoaning
with the results.
The situation,
right.
Yes.
And there was somewhere I was going. What was I talking about? Where was I? I was going somewhere. Where was I?
I don't know either. I'm not your stupid head. I mean, what the hell do you want me to do?
Gosh, I just
you
lost...
You were talking about Rachel thinking a Sliv name when you were listening to the show.
I was talking about us winning awards.
Yes, right.
They were not happy about their situation. Chris was also poking the bear.
So we're
driving... Method to the madness.
How did I poke the bear?
I mean, you kept telling them they didn't win any awards.
Well, they didn't.
Okay, but...
Again,
saying.
Let me tell you, here's the thing. If the roles were reversed, I would be doing that shtick on this show.
Well, that would have never happened, though, obviously.
Well, probably not. Yeah.
But we were driving to the...
Cappy won the styled one.
You
I
were.
I can't believe it. I was like...
Again, that is the...
Once that happened,
that
I knew
envelope.
We were ready for a route.
Yeah.
It was... That was the biggest upset to me. No chance I thought you were going to win that.
Style one.
Never.
Yeah. But by seamstress, though, didn't you see the way she... No. Zap is the designer.
Zap
is the designer, right?
Oh, sorry.
But the seamstress is Judy.
Yeah.
And Judy had to do the actual work.
I didn't mean Judy, I don't believe.
Yeah. No, Judy wasn't there.
Oh.
But when I got Judy to cut up the Sunday Swagger shirt and put the Sedano and cap on the back.
Oh, that was a Sunday Swagger shirt?
Yes.
I didn't get that.
I didn't get that either.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, she took a Sunday Swagger shirt, she cut it all up, and then she decorated the whole suit with Sunday Swagger.
Well, she needed to do a better job because it was coming apart, but I didn't get it.
Well, that's why it was falling apart, because it's thin material.
Well, yeah, but all the buttons had the Sunday Swagger on it.
I didn't look that close.
Even all the buttons on the...
I don't think anybody got that.
Wait, you guys didn't get that?
No.
We didn't get the Sunday
Swagger
part.
No idea.
Wait, wait. So you thought the rodeo clown was just a rodeo clown?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I just thought he was wearing a funky hat with like a light blue.
It's like all clicking right now.
Wait, if you go back and you look at the pictures, that's a Sunday Swagger shirt. I brought her like four XL Sunday Swagger shirts. She cut them all up and
made them part of the suit.
Decorated the suit.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, it went over everybody's head.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah.
You should have probably said that to us.
Yeah.
Didn't have the effect you thought.
Well, I think when Clinton Yates said to me, he goes, so who are you wearing? I said, well, the suit is a 4-year-old suit that's been worn one time. My son wore it to the prom in 2018.
Yeah.
Now I weigh so much that I can actually fit in it.
Right.
Judy like made it into...
Were you calling your son heavy all of a sudden?
No, he's bigger than me. Well, you know what I mean?
I mean, he's a big kid, but he's like swole though.
No, yeah, right. He's big.
I thought he was about to call me heavy. So
no. He's a big guy, my son.
You thought I was going your direction?
I thought it was coming my way.
And then the suit, the jacket was so big that Judy made it double breasted so that it she'd have to like really alter it.
Yeah.
And everything on the suit was a Sunday Swagger. So if
now
you look
in
at,
retrospect, yeah, I can see, if you look I at can envision
the,
it.
Yes. Yeah, look at all the buttons.
You probably
on the
should
suit.
Have had like a little Sunday Swagger thing inside or something.
Well, if they would have paid me for it, then I would have.
Okay, then I guess that's fair.
So when I said I sold the naming rights
Duran
to the back,
all of a
right, I'm an influencer. When I sold the naming rights, I put Sedano and Cap on the back of the jacket.
Beto Duran has become your biggest fan.
It's amazing.
You have turned him in a way, just like you turned the entire audience.
You did turn
him.
You are
the man of the people, the host of the year, and somehow got the most fashionable award, which I still don't understand.
I still don't believe that.
I'm so bummed out, though, that nobody got that my suit was decorated in Sunday Swagger. I feel like such a dope.
You're like a vampire, just turning people left and right.
What an idiot. Oh, my God. I thought it was so obvious.
Yeah. No, not at all. Sorry.
What did you guys think of the suit then when you saw me in it?
I thought it was funny, but it was a joke. Like, okay.
Yeah, I had no idea, in retrospect, now that you mention it, now it makes sense. The little like details were Sunday Swagger.
No, I didn't get that.
God, I feel like an idiot.
But I didn't get it at the time.
You have no idea. I went to like three different seamstresses.
We got it.
We heard the story the first
two of them said no,
it.
They wouldn't do it. It was going to cost a fortune.
Yeah.
But the second suit was great, Cap.
Second, you were clean.
Dude.
All black.
Clean.
Seriously, what Sedano said, Roy Kent, I literally looked, I was like, oh my God, that's what I told you. I was like, oh, this I like. Didn't I say that, Cap?
Yes.
When I went to the table, I was like, this I like. That was dope.
Thank you.
Greg looked cute too.
Greg is adorable.
Cute.
Yeah.
Greg's a bow tie guy.
He had that little hanky in his little pocket square.
He likes the bow tie.
Yeah.
But can I say something?
Right.
If in this world
you should have recreated the dance.
You should have.
Right. And he probably would have been
more
athletic.
Deep down he's upset about the dance.
No, why is he upset?
This.
It made him look good.
I'm gonna hear about
he's
this.
He's a white guy who can do salsa.
Exactly. That's a good thing.
No, but he should tie his own bow tie. You should not be wearing fake bow ties.
Do you know how much people pay for those like
wait, you had a fake bow tie?
What's that?
He had a fake bow tie.
What does that mean, fake?
Means
fake
he didn't tie his
like
own tie.
Oh, it's like a clip-on?
Yeah.
Clip-on. Is it a clip-on?
Well, most...
I feel like most bow ties are clip-on.
Yeah, most are. Yeah. But that was not a clip-on.
No, that was a clip-on.
Oh, it was?
I clipped it into the back. There's no way I'm tying my own bow tie.
No, you have to. If you're gonna have the guts to wear a bow tie, then you have to tie your own bow tie.
You want to teach me how to do it first? You teach me how to do it, Cap, I'll do it.
You know how to tie a bow tie? There's no
Maybe.
Way.
Yeah.
No, you don't. I'll tell you right now. The pause says
you'd end up like gagging yourself.
I'll tell you right now. I will say this. Give me 120 seconds and I'll have a bow tie tied. I don't know if I can do it right the first time, the second time, but at some point I'll like just keep playing with it and then I'll just figure it out.
Like it's a Rubik's Cube?
Yeah, like just give me 2 minutes and I'll have it done.
That's what he said about the
Rubik's
Cube.
I'm trying to think if I have a bow tie across the way at the TV building.
God,
you probably
great.
Do.
Why would you have one?
Somebody has one of there. Can I walk over there? Or no?
Sure, why not?
Well, but then what are we going to do during the show?
We'll just do this.
Why don't we send an intern?
We don't have
no,
to
I need.
Here.
They're not letting anybody yeah. Yeah. Random people.
Oh. You're not allowed to do that anyway.
Yeah,
you're not.
No, I would have to go in.
You can't send interns to do intern stuff.
Nope.
Can
no.
I do it over the phone?
What do you mean?
Like I'll be on the phone when I walk over.
I already said yes 5 seconds ago.
I don't know.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to try to find a bow tie.
All right, let's see what we can.
I'm
going
to test you that you
all
can
right.
Do it.
All right.
Uh-oh.
I like a good test. Call us on his way.
You're in charge now.
Okay, wait. Sedano is now leaving.
Don't do a long tease. Don't do a long tease.
Sedano is leaving. He's legitimately getting up. He's walking out of the studio. He's going to see if he can find a bow tie.
He's doing play by play. Yeah.
You know what the worst part is if he doesn't find a bow tie. All right, more live imaging Monday.
Does Rachel think I'm heavy set?
No, she thinks you're slim.
Oh, I'm not slim. I'm not slim, but.
I think. What did you have for breakfast the next morning?
Well, can we break?
Was it cheap? Yeah, we can. We can break. We can break. Let's do that right now.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It is in Mandy's Aftermath Monday on Sedano and Cap, live imaging Monday. On this day back in 1973, Aerosmith released Dream On as a single from their self-titled debut album. I think this is like a Dream On Live version.
Yeah, it is. Sounds like that.
That's what I had in the system. My bad, guys.
It's also National Bingo Day.
What's the Sedano and Cap bingo that guy came up with? When Lindsay says something about Cleveland, when George mentions Miami... When Laura talks about washing her hair, when I try and
your
use...
Your girl just... Do that one. I like that one.
Your girl just washed her hair right before the Mandy's. She did, as a matter
Yo,
of fact.
My hair had a whole situation at the Mandy's, and I just want to give a shout out to Emily, who did, like, the braids on the side. She threw it down.
Really?
Yeah. She's the reason why my hair actually looked good on the side. Then I had to fix the curls. But, like, even when I told... Because Greg's like, ooh, that looks nice. And I was like, yo, Em did that. He's like, no way. I was like, yeah. So
she can do hair and throw hands.
That's a reference to the Travis and Sliwa show this morning, in which
Emily
was very vocal about their losses.
That's all y'all.
George Sedano has stepped out of the studio
yes.
to head to the, quote, TV building,
right.
which is across the way. He's looking for a bow tie.
Right. He wants to challenge me.
Because you said you can tie a bow tie.
I think I can.
You think you can?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Now you think.
Right.
Have you done it before,
yeah.
Cappy?
Yeah, like I have. It's been a long, long, long time.
Like how long?
Like maybe 35, 40
okay.
years.
So you
know?
Probably can't do it.
Since
and you're
I was
just
like,
doing
like,
that thing where you overshoot, you know?
You know, it's like one of the, like, probably like the last time may have been like my bar mitzvah week, you know? Little Scotty.
That was a long time ago.
Long time ago. Yeah. But I think I can pull it off, Chris. I think I can.
How much money did you make out of your bar mitzvah?
Probably made quite a bit
money,
at the time.
Right?
Yeah, at the time. Made a few bucks.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Those bar mitzvahs, they bring in the heat.
Yeah, they do.
Not like a bat mitzvah, though. A bat mitzvah really brings it in.
Big time.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that's something else we add to the Mandy's next year is like
a
Hava Nagila, like where we put you up on the chair and we put you up and down, you know? Hava Nagila, Hava Nagila, Hava.
I would love, I'm good at breaking the glass, too.
Yeah?
I'd love for Crypto Ray to have the wedding.
Aww.
Oh, great
at
idea.
At the actual event.
You should become an ordained minister.
No, it should be like Slee or Trav.
Oh, that's a great idea. Of course, yeah. Naturally.
It should be Sleewa.
Yeah.
Because it's at Slee.
Yeah.
Right.
So there
I
you
agree.
Go.
And now, by the power vested in me, do you take this woman? I'm going to ask you. You ask Slee, I'm going to ask you. Do you take this woman to be your lawfully wedded bride?
Or what if things go south and he has to propose to a new woman next year?
No, let's not do that. That could happen. I mean,
I'm not saying it's going to happen.
I just, my only thing would be like with Sliwa, like, midway of ordaining the wedding, be like, but the Lakers, da 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 da, you know, and they kind of kill it with that. That'd be crazy.
You want to know the funniest thing about the Mandy's? Just because for those of you that were there and you want to get on the air this afternoon, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. If you were there, I heard Mason and Ireland open up the phones and like look for some like Mandy reaction because I loved it. It was like, honestly, it was the greatest radio activation event I've ever seen, ever. Seriously. But here's the funny part for me. So I win these trophies, right? And I take and somebody put a picture on Facebook, said, hey, congratulations to Kaplan, host of the year. My Facebook starts blowing up. I know, but still a lot of people there.
Yeah, that's true.
My Facebook starts blowing up with people around the country. Congratulations. And like on one hand, I'm thinking to myself, do I tell all these people like this was like our award show? It was like our People's Choice thing.
It's a big deal, Cap.
Yeah. And then people start saying to me, what's your problem, man? This is like a big deal. You know, and I'm like, is it a big deal? Like, I think, is it really?
Well, wait, speaking of reactions, I've got Sedano here live on the line.
Let's go to the, let's go to the phone. Sedano live from the TV building.
He's calling from the closet, I think.
Oh, you're in the closet.
I am in the men's closet, yes. Funny. And I am searching for a bow tie here for you, Kaplan. Hold on. All I see is, what is this? Oh, it's just Stan Vrett's makeup, so I don't want to touch that. another one for Stan.
Stan doesn't wear a bow tie. Neil doesn't wear a bow tie.
No, these are Jalen Rose's sneakers. Let me see. There's ties in here. Oh, these are my sneakers. I didn't realize I had these here. Let me see. There's some nice shoes in here, though. Holy moly. Let me see. More ties. Let me see. They've got regular ties. So I pulled this out. That's what she said. But the
George is doing his own.
He's
that's what she said.
I love it.
Yeah. No, just regular ties. Just regular ties. Bow tie. Come on.
There's got to be one bow tie in the house.
One. Hold on. All of them.
I see a lot of pocket squares in this drawer. Hold on. There's going to be a bow tie in here. No more pocket squares.
George, why don't you steal one of Jalen Rose's ties and then we'll cut it in half and we'll make it a bow tie.
No, we're definitely not doing that. So hold on. All right, you talk amongst yourselves. I'll try to find some stuff.
He's not going to find one.
You don't think he's going to find
one? I don't think he's going to find a bow tie.
Really?
No, I don't think so.
There's got to be something there. People go there and like get their makeup done and all that, and they go to the fancy events. You know, they always stop at the TV building.
What do you think? Do you think that you should tie your own bow tie, or do you think it's okay and acceptable to wear a fake, you know,
so
bow tie?
So here's what happened.
Clip on.
Many of my outfits that were supposed to be delivered were ordered custom made for the Mandy's.
Yeah.
They were stuck on a cargo ship somewhere. So then I went and I made a poor decision. I went to a tuck shop. And again, when something's custom made, it's custom made for every inch of your body. The tuxes, because of the larger size of girth that I am right now, I put them on for Tommy. I didn't try. I just ordered a bunch because I was annoyed. I wanted to be able to dazzle a little bit. So the night, Wednesday night in our hotel, we arrived. I said, Tommy, we got to go over my wardrobe changes. I put everything on, and he said, you look heavy set in these. They're too boxy. They're too big around the region. So that's why we decided on my black suit, which is, you know, I just wanted to wear stuff that people hadn't seen. But the three-piece black suit is a custom job, and you could see how it more shapes my body.
Yeah, look good.
It's not like just a big box.
Looked really sharp.
Yeah.
Looked really sharp.
So I was the heavyset lion, according to Tommy and the other outfits.
But what were you saying earlier about leaving the after party to go fight for a little while? What happened? What's going on?
There was just some disagreements, some emotions, a little too much alcohol from you know, some people, and that's it.
Do you care to divulge?
I don't want a girlfriend. How about that?
Oh, that conversation.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, wait, let's check in on Sedano. How's the search
Sedano
going?
Sedano already in the closet. Let's go.
Yeah, I found some ties. None of them are bow ties. Some nice Canali ties, though. I mean, geez. Hold on, I'm looking in a box now. There's got to be. You know what? I may just actually go out in the newsroom and ask people if somebody's got a bow tie around here. Somebody's got to have one.
Sedano said that's good quality phone action.
Really good.
Yeah.
George, are you like holding the phone to your ear or are you on speakerphone?
No,
you
I've got my AirPods on.
Oh, that's good AirPods.
Really
quality,
good.
Yeah.
Really good. Solid.
Yeah. I got some golfing gloves here. You guys want those?
Chris, do you need new golf gloves?
No, I'm good.
You're sure?
Yeah, I'm good.
You know, he can take them for you. He got some Canali ties, you know, Jalen Rose's pocket squares.
This might already be a nominee for Mandy's 2 Bit of the Year because this is amazing.
Oh, you know what's funny? When we were talking about like Bit of the Year. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Sedano.
There's a bottle of water in here that looks like it might have been in here. I mean, the bottle is completely warped, so it must have been in here for like 7 centuries. But, all right, still working on it. Go ahead. Talk amongst yourselves.
Lindsay, you were saying?
We were talking about, like, bits of the year. And Rachel, I mentioned to her that the location and the tracking bit was like everyone's favorite bit of the year. And she was just like, but that wasn't a bit. And I was like, I know, that's why it was so funny. And every time stuff, you know, like you came up on the screen and you were dancing, you know, with the wine glass. And she was like, oh my God, that's my kitchen. That's my wine glass. What is he doing? Who is this man that I'm dating?
Scott, what is wrong with
you? It
was
really funny because I couldn't tell if she was joking or not. Like she was very much playing into the personality that you have, you know.
Well,
hey, well, are you guys still there?
Yeah, yes. We're here.
So, Chris, you're going to love this. I'm bringing this to the studio. It's a picture of Max Kellerman, but with the Jordan crying face.
Oh, wow. Yeah, bring that up. We'll put that up in here. I love what...
I'm bringing that over.
We should send Sedano to the ESPN wardrobe closet like once a month.
Right, every week. George's visit to the ESPN wardrobe closet.
Sedano's hunt. We should do that.
I do like the idea of sending George out of the studio for a little while.
You do.
And having him on cell phone,
right.
You know?
On location?
And, yes, and like scavenger hunting for stuff.
Yes.
Like, hey, George, we've hidden something in LA Live for you. Here's what it is. Go find it and be on the call
while
you're doing it.
There's not a bow tie in here. This is ridiculous.
Nobody wears bow ties.
Dang, it's in my apartment, though.
Yeah, but there's usually, but people do a lot of gimmicks in this building, or they used to at least. When we used to do like Sports Nation and stuff, people used to
do
things all the time.
Depending if my boyfriend gets out of work before the thing, I'll have him bring a bow tie because we have one at the apartment.
Oh, and everybody got to see him, you boo.
A lot of people thought I was really weird with Laura's boyfriend before.
God, you were, Cap. You definitely were.
What happened? I missed that.
Oh, yeah, you weren't. That was on like the Mandy Awards show broadcast.
You pull the audio from that?
That's on YouTube. You guys can get to that. Yep.
I will try to pull it right now.
So Laura brought her boyfriend over. It was the first time I was seeing him, and it was on the air, and I up and down the guy, you know, because I heard he was a good looking guy, and then he shows up and he's
very hot,
very good looking guy. Very, I mean, trust great me, hair.
Did you get weird? Like when you used to get weird
so
with LZ?
Weird.
When you used to get weird with LZ?
I will pull the audio.
It was a little like
weird.
That. It was kind of like that.
No, pull the audio.
It was kind of like that. I was like, yo, you're, man. Like,
you can judge for yourself.
I was like, great hair.
Wait, we'll pull the audio.
Oh, you're going to get it. We'll okay, because I don't think it was that creepy, but maybe if I hear it.
You were, dude, I had to like go on the, it was Cap and then Space and then my man and then me, right? And I was holding him and I was like, hold up, baby. Go on this side. I was like, that's a lie.
Go on his side.
I was like, go on the other
what
side.
What do you think I was going to do to him?
I don't know, but I had to put a barrier there. I was like, hold on.
Really?
Does anyone need cufflinks?
Yeah.
No.
Chris, you could probably use some extra cufflinks.
He has a CM cufflinks.
I know, but do they have initials on them, George?
No, they're just regular old cufflinks.
Then take them.
I'm good.
Take them. I mean, they're probably Jalen Rose's, dude.
You need them.
I'm not stealing cufflinks out of the ESPN
You're not
wardrobe.
Stealing anything. You're just taking what George gave you as a gift. He stole them.
Mace mentioned that he thought I was a little, I ramped up the homoerotic
He called it, what did he call it? Homoerogenous or something? I don't know what the word was.
I just like to have fun.
Homoerotic, that's the word.
That was the word,
actually. It's kind of like the scene, in Rocky III when Apollo and Rocky are hugging on the beach.
Yes, okay, now I see that scene. Okay, they were running down the beach in like tight little dolphin shorts, shirtless, sweating.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe that's what made not girlfriend Lisa upset. The me fawning all over the men of 710 and not fawning over her.
Oh, come on. I love Lisa.
I know you do.
I love her.
Oh, yeah, I think we got to get ready for Radio Tinder.
All right,
up.
We do? Okay, let's do that.
Yeah, you do Radio Tinder, I'll be here.
All right, the award-winning Radio Tinder coming up.
Hey, that is exactly right. Up next, here she comes. Award-winning producer, producing the award-winning bit. Radio Tinder is next on Sedano and Cap.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Yes, indeed, a Mandy's Aftermath Monday. When you hear that music, you usually know it's around 5:30 p.m. in your afternoon in the Southland. And we're about to introduce the producer of the year, award-winning,
that's right,
Lindsay Fulton, to do her award-winning best segment, Radio Tinder. You can follow her on Instagram or Twitter, at Lindsay Baseball. And, of course, made possible by Tequila Mandala. Always swipe right, or always swipe left. No, right. Left? For tequila,
swipe right.
Just swipe right. for Tequila Mandala.
Thanks, Christopher.
I didn't throw it yet.
Oh, sorry.
I just wanted a little bit more of this.
My bad.
Song.
I was too excited.
Take it away, producer Lindsay.
Thanks, Christopher. I'm really excited to be doing Radio Tinder, the award-winning Radio Tinder, because it's awesome. Thank you to all the people who voted, by the way. You guys are the best. All right, so
I did like, though, the whole thing that I heard this morning about, you know, how Radio Tinder is just like, you know, Factor Cap, and there's nothing innovative about it. And I mean, I just, you know, listen.
And by the way, Factor Cap came way after Radio Tinder anyway. So, yeah. I mean, if it is anything like Radio Tinder, it's because they're trying to, you know, they're lending.
Well, let me just say this. To have Radio Tinder on Mason and Ireland and then bring it to Sedano and Cap, number one. Number two, to have a healthy following on multiple social media platforms, there are lots of reasons why you won. But maybe it's because you bring fresh content every day. Did anybody think of that?
Maybe because it's just really good, and you know, we're in it, like I forget who pointed out, Sedano, that it was the number one rated segment on Mason and Ireland for a very long time.
I used to do many of those promos that annoyed them.
Yep. He did his make Mason mad.
How about when Mason said something during the Mandy's about how he traded producer Lindsay?
He actually
said that on
stage.
He
didn't trade me. He kicked me off the show. So
wow.
You know,
is that
what happened? And he kicked off the best producer of the year off of his show. So you know who won that trade. That's all I'm saying. All right. So getting to the.
Did you see producer Lindsay's Instagram post where she was like, "That's right, we cleaned up all up in this mofo." And I was like, "Oh, that's going to get everybody."
Well, we did. We had six trophies. You know,
we crushed.
It was a great team effort. Great show, great people. We're the biggest pains in the ass, but we're also the best pains in the ass, right?
Take it away, producer Lindsay.
Thanks, Christopher. Okay, so NBC announced earlier today that for the 4th of July holiday weekend broadcast of MLB's Sunday leadoff on Peacock, there's not going to be a traditional broadcast booth. In fact, there's not going to be any broadcast booth. They are not going to announce the actual game itself. The streaming broadcast of the Tigers and Royals game in Detroit is going to feature a sort of roving tour of the stadium. They're going to take fans around Comerica Park throughout the game, providing viewers with a tour of the ballpark, unique viewpoints, conversations with special guests, and a lot more. Sounds really exciting, right? They said that the presentation is going to include a quasi-stadium tour, enhanced audio, and unique camera positions. And they're going to talk to some super fans. Do you think that this is a good idea, Cappy? Swipe left or swipe right?
I'm going to swipe right because I can say this right now. Without having looked at the schedule for the weekend, other than the Dodgers and the Padres upcoming, the Detroit Tigers and Kansas City Royals sounds like a game you could not pay me to watch.
Mm-hmm.
So you take the lamest game you can find, and then that's where you experiment on TV. Now, I don't want to make it sound like I'm completely knocking it because I don't know if you saw who the people are that are going to be conducting the interviews there at Comerica Park. One of them is a friend of mine, Brittany Erton.
Yes.
I don't who?
I said yes. I just left them out because I feel like, no, we don't.
Yeah, well, a friend of mine named Brittany Erton, who is the hostess on all the Triple Crown races on NBC. She's a huge Dodger fan. She's a huge 710 listener and works for TVG. So I'm excited for her.
Well, good for her.
Because she's a big baseball fan, but I'm telling you right now, you cannot pay me to watch the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Royals.
Well, Morales, what do you think? Are you going to swipe left, swipe right? Is this a good idea?
Oh, I forgot I was playing.
Yeah, you're in.
Sorry, I was looking at this picture they just posted of me doing the pony dance with Key.
Oh, really?
And me looking back at him. So swipe left is no, right?
That's correct.
So I'd swipe left.
Okay, Laura, how about you? Are you going to swipe left or swipe right on whether or not it's a good idea to have this baseball game without any announcers announcing the game?
Swipe left.
I'm with Laura. I feel like this is they've done this before. They've tried it before. It didn't work then.
Good idea. Yeah.
Yeah. And while I know they're trying to be innovative and bring something new to it, maybe do those things in addition to the broadcast. Okay. So next one, Billie Eilish has admitted that when we've seen her performing on stage, sometimes it's not always her up there. The 20-year-old confessed to using a body double during an interview with Apple Music recently. She revealed that she had pulled the body double stunt during a performance at Coachella, which is a festival that most of you have heard of, and she headlined it this year in April. Would you be mad if you were at a concert and you later found out that the performer was actually a body double? Would you be mad about that? Swipe left or swipe right, Cappy?
I'm gonna swipe right. I think I'd be pretty upset about it.
I was trying to think of how that would work.
Yeah, how would that work?
And it's like, it's a concert, it's dark, she's on stage, she's moving around, she's singing. She's backstage actually singing, but who's the person that's on stage doing all the moving and stuff?
I wonder if I could try that for Mandy's too. Although, based on our weight loss challenge, I should be looking nice by Mandy's too.
When are we starting that? Are we really?
July 1st.
Come on, can't we start at July like 5th?
No. You can't start it right before a holiday weekend.
Right.
That's torture.
Because that's a lot of barbecuing this weekend, which means the copious amounts of meat in my mouth will help push all the sugar out, get me into ketosis. I'm just going to be eating meat left and right.
Oh, so wait. So are you're going into the weekend saying no drinking?
No, drinking is fine.
Okay.
But just get the meat in my mouth. Lots of it.
You know how much sugar is in barbecue sauce?
Oh, I don't use barbecue sauce.
Okay.
No.
So the diet is going to start on Friday.
Yes.
I'm suggesting we should start it on Tuesday.
I think the official diet should start on Tuesday.
By the way, by the time Tuesday, July 5th happens.
Yeah.
I probably would have been 5 pounds of bacon in, at least.
Yeah.
Probably 2 dozen eggs, probably steaks, burgers. We're going to be feeling great. I'm going to be dancing around here. They think I'll be on Pitico again.
So we'll give you a head start.
Okay. will think that again?
Well, whoever thought of from Friday night.
I think it was one person.
Yeah, well.
Well, we could start the official one on Tuesday because I said I'm going to participate.
Oh, you are?
I mean, I'm not trying to lose weight, but I'm trying to be more fit. I would like to be, you know, the fitness challenge. We'll call it that.
Okay. Okay, so I'm starting on Tuesday the 5th as well.
Same.
Okay, that's when my diet starts.
I need to do like a BMI situation or do something to get like, you know, I need to get like pumped
BMI
up.
BMI is trash.
Like, okay, then maybe whatever. You're right. It is. I'll do something where I need to like gain some muscle, however you measure
that. You
look
good, though.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to eat bad all week.
I'm with you, Cap.
Yeah, and then I'm going to start on July 5th.
I'm with Cap. Because July 4th, I got plans, you know.
I can't do another crazy weekend of bad eating.
Yeah, you can.
Now, drinking, I'm fine.
Yeah.
But, yeah, see? July 5th.
Yeah, because I'm going to Vegas next weekend. I'm not trying to deal with all that.
Yeah, July 5th. You got to switch up the day, man.
No.
No person in their right mind. Yeah.
Yeah, July 4th.
Yeah.
Listen, when you're doing a high keto diet, you're cheating technically in your mind. You're eating tons of meat anyway.
That's true.
That's fine for a barbecue.
Okay.
If I go to
just
a friend's house, they say, hey, we got a few sausages on. I need 12.
Whoa.
Let's go. Really?
Whoa,
12
whoa.
Of them.
Oh, I can take down 12. Italian?
I
spicy?
Only need one.
Nice. Chicken
no,
apple?
I need 12.
You need chicken apple?
Oh, well, those are those exotic ones.
I was going to say, that has a lot of sugar in it,
Those do have a lot of sugar.
No,
you
got to
get straight Italian sausage.
Sausage.
Oh. I'm half Italian.
I understand.
You know which half. I'm
all right, next one. So an interesting moment from yesterday's Royals-A's game went viral last night. It actually wasn't during the game itself, but a little bit beforehand. Here's what a fan posted on social alongside a grumpy-looking Zach Greinke picture. He posted, quote, right before I took this picture, Greinke acted like he was about to sign my ball. He came over, grabbed the ball, and looked at me, and then chucked it as far as he could. I asked why he did that, and he said, for my amusement. Weirdest player I've ever met. So, like I said, you know, the post blew up on Twitter and TikTok, and half the comments were suggesting that Greinke is a rude jerk. The other half was calling him a legend and thought it was hilarious. Was this a jerk move by Greinke? Swipe left or swipe right, Cap?
I don't get it.
I'm with Cab. Sorry.
I don't
get it. He's trying to be funny, I guess.
What did he do, Greinke?
So a kid asked him to sign my ball. Like, here's a baseball. Can you sign my ball? He grabs his baseball out of his hand, looked at the kid, and just threw it.
Yeah.
That's a jerk move.
That is a jerk move. Right. Okay. That is a jerk move, just to be clear.
And the kid was like, why'd you do that? And he's like, for my amusement.
Is Sedano still in the closet?
I know. What's his deal?
He's going to be there a long time.
I don't know. He should have.
He's that consumed.
Oh, here he is. He's back.
Oh, he's back.
Look at this.
He came back bearing gifts.
What does he have? What did he steal from the ESPN closet? Let's see.
He's got plugs.
That's so funny.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
That's great.
That's hilarious.
But did he find a bow tie?
I did not.
Really? No.
I have everyone on the. I have the guys over there in Prod Ops on the case because they we know because when we used to have Sports Nation around, it was you know, we had a lot of goofy stuff. And then I checked. Sorry, Neil and Stan, I peeked my head over your cube. I looked at your ties and there were no bow ties. So
did you think he was there?
Right.
There?
Well, like the way George like looked up and like beyond all
Neil
of us,
Stan were behind
I was
you?
Like, are Neil and Stan behind us right here? Are they on TV? He's talking to them on TV.
Yeah, but I didn't want to like go into their cubes, but I peeked over and I saw that because their ties were there, but no bow ties.
Mm.
And then I checked the men's closet. No, none of that. And then, as I said, they got rid of most of the props. So. But the guys are working on it. They said if they find someone that may have a bow tie, they'll text me.
Okay.
They're on the case. All right,
do we
have time for one more?
Yeah, why not? Give George one.
Okay.
If not, Laura's boo will have to bring it. I heard her say that.
We're figuring that out.
Yeah. Did you hear about Tommy calling me husky?
I did hear that. No. I was on.
I figured
you
enjoyed
phone.
That. Yeah, you didn't enjoy
I
that.
Laughed. You didn't hear me laugh.
Oh, I didn't hear you laugh.
I was actually on the phone at that time. You may recall.
Yeah, I was. Was the phone bit funny? Because somebody in the community says we should do it regularly. Just call it Curious
it
George.
Funny.
So
let me ask that idea. To different closets.
Oh, I love that idea.
Yeah, George just tours closets all over the city.
Yeah, that's
but
a great idea.
Let me ask you something. When you were on, did you have tube AirPods in?
Yeah.
See, that's the secret. Because you sounded great. The fidelity was beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a one AirPod guy, and sometimes people say
two AirPods always.
Oh,
but then it like sucks out all else.
That's the point. That's the whole point of it. You're supposed to do the noise. It's like the noise canceling, and
Curious George is a great bit.
I like that bit.
I love that bit.
We have a closet here.
No, no, but you don't have to go into the closet. Oh, yeah. No, we just send you places.
Different closets,
George,
I think.
I mean, it's got to be somewhere walking distance.
It's got to be like within 10 minutes. He's got to be able to leave, complete the task, return.
Right.
10 minutes.
Because when they were cleaning it out, they found like an old morning show bit box, and they're like, why are there all these eggplants? And I was like, we used to do a lot of bits, the eggplant.
Yeah, there was a lot of eggplant bits.
It was okay back then?
It's still okay.
It is? Okay. Yeah. You can still do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I couldn't get you one, but hopefully Laura's boo can get you one.
Is he going to be like, I'm not coming over there?
Probably, because I found the audio. You were really creepy.
Yeah.
Well, do we have the audio?
Mario Castro, by the way, came up with that bit.
Which
one?
The closet?
Curious George, yeah.
Love that idea.
Yeah. I had to shorten it because he was going on and on and on. I got it down to like 140, and that's still
Come on, really?
What if you show up at Mace's house and say, hey, could I go in your closet?
I'm looking for the Liberace
suit. 10 minutes is what I would say.
Well, we would just plan it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you found the audio of me, what you say, creeping on your boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, can we look at this Max Kellerman thing that I brought? This is fantastic.
Well, somebody take a picture.
There's a lot going on
right
now.
Is Carlos still here? Is Carlos still here or no?
I think Carlos still here.
Carla, if you're here, come over here and take a picture.
Just take a picture and tweet it.
Oh, that's a good idea. That can be done.
I appreciate that.
That's not that hard.
Yeah.
We don't need Carla for that.
It's basically Max Kellerman, but they photoshopped the Jordan crying face, and it's unbelievable. And by the way, one of the young lady security people who's coming up the elevator with me looked at it because I put it on the floor. She goes, oh, my God, that's hilarious.
It is.
Yeah.
Is Radio Tinder over?
It is, I believe. Oh, you didn't need to ask
award-winning Radio Tinder.
Well, I mean, it's now past the time, so it's okay. We're going to, we can save the next question from the award-winning best segment till tomorrow.
Yeah, we can discuss the award-winning Radio Tinder each and every day at 5:30 on this very radio station. So there you go.
And you know why it's award-winning? Because everybody voted for it that way. And Tequila Mandala is also so good.
Yes,
you know?
And because it's also sponsored by our good friends at Tequila Mandala. Of course, swipe right on Tequila Mandala. Award-winning small batch premium sipping tequila made from the finest mature agaves. Available everywhere fine tequilas are sold. Visit their website, tequilamandala.com, and do what I do. Demand the extraordinary, like having an award-winning segment with our friends, Tequila Mandala.
An award-winning tequila for an award-winning segment.
Hey,
correct.
Hey.
And maybe if some of the other segments were sponsored by an award-winning product, then maybe they would have won an award.
Wow.
Did you tweet out the picture?
I'm tweeting.
Is Ask Sleaze sponsored?
What now?
Is Ask Sleaze sponsored?
I don't know.
Ask Sleaze is sponsored, yeah.
Oh,
by who?
That's good.
Harris, Resort SoCal. Cool.
Oh, there you
nice.
Go.
Very nice.
Very nice by Harris. So you're basically saying Game of Games should be third, is what you're saying.
Game of Games is not sponsored. I don't know.
Right, so they should be third.
I like how you say mandala because you can do. I can't.
Mandala.
It feels like your tongue is loose when you're doing the mandala.
Mandala.
My tongue doesn't get loose like that.
Yeah, you don't. You're only
mandala.
Half.
Mandala.
Yeah, I'm only
that's
half.
The other half.
Yeah. The tongue is loose. His tongue is. It's like if the tongue's flying in the air.
Mandala.
That's how you do a mandala. I can't do that.
Mandala.
Tequila mandala.
No.
No, you sounded like you were
no.
afraid.
Really?
Yeah. I did find these glasses, by the way.
Those were in the closet?
That's what you took?
Yeah, I took these.
You took those nice glasses.
See, that's nice.
What kind of glasses are those?
We should always do the show with
these have to be free because nobody actually buys
those
them.
Those are actually kind of sweet. Those are kind of nice.
Nobody buys Under Armour. This is free.
Yeah. Are they a sponsor?
So you would not take the Canali tie or the...
No, because that's expensive. This is definitely a free gift.
Somebody's going to find that the Canali tie is missing.
I'll tell you right now, those glasses look dope on you.
Yeah.
Dope AF?
Nice glasses,
damn right.
Yeah.
Dope AF or just dope?
No, dope and AF. I just wanted somebody else to put in the AF.
Yeah. All right. That is Radio Tinder, as we mentioned, award-winning Radio Tinder presented by Tequila Mandala. The picture for Max Kellerman is up there. Let me retweet this. Cappy has posted... Oh, why is it only a quote to you? Oh, because you put it in the... Did you put it in the community?
I did put it in the community.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you didn't want it on your main feed?
No, I've decided I really want to be more intimate with the community.
I agree.
You know? He didn't want it on his main feed.
Yeah, no, I've just kind of decided, like, when we're talking to the community and we're keeping things within the community.
You didn't want the Kellerman crew coming after you?
Oh, no, the Kellerman crew.
Exclusive.
Is there a Kellerman crew?
I don't know. I'm just making that up.
Is there a crew of Kellerman?
I don't know, but I'm saying you guys are being exclusive. That's good.
Yeah, exclusive is good. You got to join the community to see stuff.
I mean, you can also post it first in the community and then
you can later if you want.
Here, let me tell you guys something real quick.
How about you tell me something on the other side?
I'm going to tell it to you, but I got to remember it.
Yeah, so remember, write it down.
Right?
Okay,
yeah.
I am. I'm going to write.
Wow, you
oh
were
my
really
goodness,
tired.
Jeez.
I haven't slept in weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, it is what it is. All right, we're back in 2 minutes.
It is a Mandy's Aftermath Monday. We were having some technical difficulties.
Is the music on?
Let it go. Let it go.
What happened?
Well, we've got some technical
stuff. So our white orbit froze.
Okay, that's fine. You know.
Things happen. It's national.
You want me to do music for you?
Go ahead.
On the wings of love.
Over the bow. I don't remember what he says.
I got some music, right?
It was supposed to be Cruel Summer.
Yeah, I got mariachi music.
Aye.
That'll work. Go ahead, Chris.
Sedano and Cap on a Live Imaging Monday. Mandy's Aftermath Monday, presented by Buffalo Wild Wings. Jim Beam. It's National Onion Day. I like a nice red onion, though. I like it a red onion on a salad, on a sandwich.
I like onions on, like, my street tacos.
Yeah. On this day back in 1984, Bananarama released Cruel Summer as a single in the U.S.
Name the movie it was first appeared in.
No clue.
Give me a hint.
If I give you, there's not really many hints I can give. Okay, Elizabeth Shue was in the movie.
Okay, Elizabeth Shue. Can't Buy Me Love.
I don't believe she was in that movie.
What?
I don't.
Yeah, no.
That was Molly Ringwald, I think.
Oh, really?
Karate Kid.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which just separated, or was that Karate Kid? No, Karate Kid.
One, the original.
Celebrated an anniversary.
Mm-hmm. Who's in Can't Buy Me Love? Patrick Dempsey, and who's the...
I'm pretty sure it's Molly Ringwald.
Who's the attractive blonde?
Ali Sheedy, maybe?
No.
Hold on.
It's a cruel...
Are you ready for our next big event this summer?
I am.
710
Amanda
is hosting...
Peterson.
Oh,
we're,
really?
Yeah. We're hosting our very own All-Star Friday Night Extravaganza, which includes our Wiffle Ball Bash, our Home Run Derby, and All-Star Softball Game featuring our 710 host and personalities. Mark the date now. Friday, July 15th, not that far away, at the City of West Covina Sports Complex, also known as Field of Dreams. Friday, July 15th, Cap.
And it's Wiffle Ball.
It's Wiffle Ball. Well, the fans are going to be doing their Home Run Derby. Then, as night falls and the Sedano and Cap Show live broadcast is done, we will all take to the field. Amanda earlier said I should be the catcher. I said, well, wouldn't be the first time. Travis would be the pitcher. And all our shows will be broadcasting live. Everyone in attendance will have a chance to win tickets to the Midsummer Classic. Now, it is free to get in. You don't need a ticket. Just show up. It's going to be a party all night long. But if you want to get on the VIP list, all you got to do is text the word STAR, S-T-A-R, to 40705 right now. STAR to 40705. Friday, July 15th, we're going to be throwing down. Do you have a baseball mitt?
I do.
Is it all worn in? You oiled it?
I've had it for a long time.
Producer Lindsay, what position will you be playing in the softball game?
I mean, I usually play shortstop or second or I catch.
Okay.
So you're like a middle infielder. You're that kind of, you got that sort of lateral movement game and stuff, and you kind of have that sort of aptitude for the game.
Mm-hmm. Really? I was always shortstop when I was little. And when I was really little, I was mad because I thought that my coach was calling me short stuff.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, why are we short stuff?
You gave him a little Hungarian heat
I got mad.
The Hungarian heat.
So, by the way, Hungarian heat, you'll be happy to know that the whole Travis and Sliwa thing this morning.
Are we still talking about them?
Yeah, for one reason, though, I want to say something. Because, you see, the thing is that the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust community, that is how we won all these awards.
Yeah.
I mean, make no mistake about it.
Correct. Right.
That is how we won these awards. So Travis this morning was saying that his commitment to the next year is going to be to social media. That apparently he feels like he hasn't done a good job of social media.
Mm-hmm.
And it occurred to me, I swear to you guys, it literally occurred to me on the way when I was driving and listening to this. I don't know that I follow Travis. I don't know that I've ever seen him tweet anything. I don't know that I've ever engaged with him on Twitter.
He does tweet.
Then I'm
not a ton, though. And they're not engaged on Instagram.
They're not.
It's usually just like a response.
Apparently, Sliwa took the app off his phone on both once the Lakers season was done.
You're kidding.
That's what the reports say. Speaking
what?
Of the community. Yeah,
why
that's
would
what
he
they,
do that?
That's what's the report. That's what the rumors are.
Because I get a lot of heat from people at times. They're like, what are you doing? Are you tweeting right now? I'm like, no. And I put my phone away.
By the way.
Scott, what are you doing?
Right. Rachel's like,
Put your Twitter down.
She's like, are you tweeting? And I'm like, no, I'm on TikTok. So, I mean.
Get in here and put that outfit on that I told you about.
All I can tell you is this, is that if Travis and Sleep.
I'm going to zap you.
If everybody's just coming to the realization that social media is a good place to promote the show, let's go, guys. Let's go.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Well, and we didn't do any campaigning. Like, we really
didn't at all. We actually were the anti-campaign show.
We didn't even really mention any of this.
Trav can be really lazy. Trust me, I produced it for a while. He's,
wow.
He'll be lazy.
Wow.
Why not? I guess they campaigned a lot for the best or Ask Slee thing.
Right.
So. You know, but we didn't campaign, so
we didn't campaign for anything.
Yeah,
yeah, I don't know. Well, listen.
Well, you the anti-campaign actually.
Well, but no, but I give credit to where credit is due. George, to his credit, texted us one afternoon and said, "Guys, I've just created a community on Twitter." To which we all responded, "What's that?" And once we found out what community in Twitter was, not only were we the leaders to create a community. But now everybody sees what the community can do for you. So if we have a community, Mason and Ireland have a community, Travis and Slee will have a community, et cetera, it's just going to make everything five times more than it currently is.
No, they can't do a community.
Yeah.
We've got the trademark.
They can't do it.
We're the OG community.
The Mason and Ireland community, there's a lot of those communities around. They're for, you know, older folks.
Sunrise.
Yeah.
You ever seen that? They got a bunch of different locations around Southern California.
Yeah.
God, we're back.
I don't even know what that is.
Alex, the gardener in the community, said, why does it feel like everything CMM Spectrum says has an alternative meeting? And Beto and Whittier
because
wrote,
it does.
How long have you been listening?
Yeah, seriously.
It always has a double meaning.
Because it does.
The double entendre.
Yeah. So, George, no bow tie, unfortunately.
No, I couldn't find one for you.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Apparently, the one we have is also a clip-on, so it doesn't work.
Okay. And
I will bring you a real one.
Okay.
I have one at home.
Like a real
Are you coming in tomorrow?
Later in the week. Let's do it.
No. I'm coming in tomorrow.
It has to be tomorrow?
Let's do it Tuesday, July 5th.
Okay.
You going to come in Tuesday, July 5th?
The start of our
first
diet?
First day of the fitness challenge.
It is the first. You might have to weigh me in.
Tuesday, July 5th.
Oh, Sedano would love to weigh me in, but he's going to put like a brick on. He'll put his foot on top of the scale to add.
Will you weigh in fully dressed?
Yeah.
No, I go, well, here, yes.
Yes,
but
you have to do it here.
At home, no.
Can you do it like a pro boxer where you're just down in your chonies?
Yeah. Not in here.
Hear that?
You can't do that, dude.
Just wear boxer shorts.
I can't be naked in here.
You don't have to be naked. Just wear boxer shorts.
Put on some athletic shorts.
You know, when the Mandy's were over and I went back to my room and I had all these trophies, you know, I started.
Did you sleep with them? Like,
no, just, yeah. But I did.
That would have been a funny picture on social.
Oh, man. Yeah, you would have been like.
I almost texted you to tell you to do that.
That is a great idea. You should have been like. Naked and like covered in the trophies.
Well,
with
I
like
have
an
that
eye.
Picture.
He has the picture.
I have the picture. I am 100% butt naked.
Yeah, it's funny.
And I am covered exclusively.
Yeah. When are we tweeting that out?
I you know what? Rachel said to me, she goes, "What are you going to do with this picture?" I'm like, "I'm not sure because it's kind
of
unprofessional."
We have a picture of you naked
in
a bathtub.
Censor it and post it. You got to post it.
It's got to be covering the right
place. It is covering
here. I'm going to show it to you, Chris, and you tell me if this is postable.
You could always put a little square, black square over it.
I'm just
right.
Put text.
You know what? In the meantime, let's just take a quick break.
I'm going
to what you need to know coming
it.
Up. Fascinating night with the Dodgers that I got to get to. They're just
this is amazing, Joe.
Okay, we'll talk about it.
No, you got to look at it right now. This is incredible.
Wow.
This is the greatest thing ever.
It is. I can see it from here.
Oh,
wow.
My God. We're talking about this next.